Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
And live from the KNKX Studios, it's that mighty engine of rhythm, Pearl Django. Pearl Django live in the KNKX studios. Michael Gray, violinist Michael Gray. That's the tune you just played. It's an original with the band, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was written by our guitarist Tim Lurch.
And the name of that tune
is called Floyd Hoyt Rides Again.
And I know there's a story behind that title.
Yes, there is. There's always a story, isn't there?
Yeah. And sometimes we can even believe them. Do you want to tell it?
Well, that tune is a tribute to Tim. Particularly loved the guitar playing of Dudley Hill, who was one of the original founding members of Pearl Django. And Dudley had a way in particular, especially when, you know, you're having a rough day in the studio or something and everything you're playing is absolute crap or whatever. And just Dudley had a way of lightening the mood by coming up with these like fictitious band names or like for this one is Floyd Hoyt and the Out-of-Towners was one of the groups that he was talking about. He also had a couple of nom de plumes, one of which was the new Johnny Sands when he would really start.
Dudley went with
that. Yeah, Dudley called himself that. And my favorite was H. Burnell de la Hoope.
Sounds like a W.C. Fields alias. Yeah.
Very much so. So he really took all the tension out of the room when he would do stuff like that. So that was for him, yes.
Well, you guys are really doing a fair amount of original material, not just stuff out of the hot
new disc is all original.
We should mention that your new disc is friends like these.
Yes, yeah. Written by Tim Lurch. So there's multiple compositions on the disc by every member, and I think the last three or four discs we've had much more originals than Django Reinhardt numbers from the repertoire. But, you know, we just want to – it's not museum music. We're trying to move the style forward a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. The music is obviously informed by the hot club sound, but not really slavish to it.
Well, we hope not. I mean, you know, we can do that, but, they did it so much better than we'll ever do it. And we just try to bring our own take on it to the big lexicon out there. That is
there anything that you can describe in words about how you would go about keeping the sound fresh and new within its context?
Well, I think that given the fact that we do seem to have new members every now and then, we try to give them a big share in the compiling the sound, tunes that we're doing, and that seems to help. But I think it's also the fact that what you were speaking of is we're all trying to write new tunes. That really helps because we all have to learn each other's new music, and we're all pretty hardcore about our own stuff. So I think it's really good that we're willing to really dive into this stuff and dig around and.
Well,
it
sure has been working for what now, 20, 25 years?
23 years, yes.
23 years, wow. Well, let's hear another tune, but before we do that, I'd like to go through all the players so everybody will know exactly who is making up Pearl Django and your names and instruments. David, let's start with you, David Lang. I've done half of it for you already.
So, yeah, I'm David Lang. I play accordion.
And
Michael Gray, violin.
I'm Tim Lurch, and I play guitar.
I'm Jim Char, and I play guitar.
And I'm Rick Kleppinen, play the bass.
Okay, well, that's the mighty engine of rhythm right there. Let's hear another tune, guys.
Funny you should say that, because we 23 years ago, I think you did a live radio show with Neil and Dudley, and it was kind of instrumental in Pearl Django's success. And you did coin that term, the mighty engine of rhythm.
Yeah, it just popped out of my mouth.
We just happened to name this tune the mighty engine of rhythm.
And I'm
this
so
goes
excited.
Out to you, sir. And you will hear the mighty engine of rhythm, but you'll hear the important part in about 20 seconds.
Okay. So and then later we'll discuss about my share of the royalties.
That's right. So you'll get your 17-cent check in the mail.
Okay. Mom can get that nose job. Finally.
For you, Dixon.
Oh, thank you so much. Pearl Django on KNKX, and that's called Mighty Engine of Rhythm. That's music that kind of made me want to keep time with my eyebrows. You know, something to that. What is that wonderful thing you were doing, David, on the accordion with that?
It's actually called that, pretty much. It's called a ruff.
A ruff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm just
really
dragging
cool.
my thumb.
Yeah, I often make sounds very much like that. You guys have all come to this band and to this music from pretty disparate musical backgrounds.
And disparate as well.
Yeah, that goes without saying. Okay, that'll be the only musician joke so far today. And I think many of you are still playing other kinds of music when you're not working with the band, and I wonder if we could hear about what some of your other musical taste might be. Why don't we start with bassist Rick Lepman?
Okay. I was playing pretty much freelance before I joined this group in Seattle, but I realized that this week, I think, is my 50th anniversary of playing music for money at any professional level.
And yeah. This is from a man with a degree in mathematics.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, my interest is very contemporary jazz as well as this music, but playing music with any good musician is a worthwhile endeavor. So I'm very lucky to have joined this group. Another anniversary, probably yesterday, it was 19 years with Burl Django.
Wow. So. 19 long years.
Only seems like 18.
It only seems like.
Guitarist Jim Char.
Yeah, I was rock and roll, blues, top 40. My first gig, I had an Angel Flight suit, platform shoes, and a wah-wah pedal. So that kind of dates that one. And I really need to say, it is so ironic that I'm sitting here having this interview with Pearl Django, because I've been a fanboy of Pearl Django for years. In fact, it was seeing the original band way back in the Swiss, where I still remember that moment. It just hit me like a rock in the head, and it was just like, I must pursue this music, whatever it's called. And it turned out to be Gypsy Jazz, Django Reinhardt, and it started me on my journey, and here I am.
Was that your introduction to the
band? That was my introduction to it.
Oh, so
I mean,
I knew
who Django Reinhardt was, but yeah. I never really felt that pulse, that live. Like you said, that mighty engine of rhythm, and that's what caught me. It was that rhythm playing.
It really is. You know, I mean, it's toe tapping stuff.
It's the rock and roll of jazz. You know,
well, that's a good way to put it.
You know, it's the thing that gets you toe tapping and up dancing.
And yet you're all dressed so drably. Guitarist Tim Lurch.
Yeah, I love being in Pearl Django, and in fact, I don't do much besides this band now, except for teach my students, which I do.
What about in the past, though?
Oh, in the past, I played, gosh, so many things, embarrassing things. But that's true. Some good stuff. My recent past, I played with. I was very fortunate to play with Lee Oscar and friends, and I have an association with Lee, and we write together, and I hope to be able to occasionally join him for gigs. And also a wonderful blues singer named Mark Dufresne.
Oh, sure.
In fact, Mark and I played together for quite a few years, 3 years. It was great. Everything was great. And then I got the call from these guys, and I tried to do both for a while, and it weakened me. Huh? I'm sorry to say. I couldn't do
like
it.
Musical whiplash?
I just couldn't do it. No, the music was great. I just couldn't make the schedule work.
Oh,
and then I'd have to decide who I sent a sub, you know, and it was just too hard. So Mark and I had a heart-to-heart, and we realized that this is where I really should be and wanted to be. And I occasionally do get a chance to play with him when he can't find. Billy Stapleton is his main guy now. Billy's a great guitar player as well. And then the other thing that I do, which I really love, and maybe I'm known most for, is I play solo guitar, usually on a Telecaster, not one of these big ones. I love just playing old, beautiful, you know, songs, this American Songbook, you know, with all the parts together. I have a very nice sort of online following for that kind of stuff as well.
Maybe next time you'll bring your Telecaster.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Fiddler, Michael Gray.
Well, let's see. You know, I came to this music from, like what Jim is talking about, I started as like an old-time fiddler in Alaska, where Dick and I were trading Alaska stories, because Dick used to live up there too. And that was kind of my introduction to music. Other than when I was a kid, I was a dancer, believe it or not.
You were a dancer?
I was a dancer in Philadelphia, and I was actually on the American Bandstand one time.
Oh, you were an American Bandstand?
Yeah.
Did you say it's got a good beat and you can dance?
Well, what's that?
Were you ever one of the kids who said it's got a good beat and you can dance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I was the kid who they pushed out of the way and tried to hide in the closet. But that was my kind
of...
Yeah, I was a dancer, believe it or not.
An American
and then
dancer.
I was a drummer as a kid. I played drums. And then when I left home, I ended up in Alaska out in the woods, and somebody left a banjo at my house, at my cabin. and I started playing it. And then, long story here, but the first band I was ever in had two banjo players, and so somebody had to play the fiddle. And I lost the coin flip.
Ain't room enough in this band for two
Ain't
banjos.
Room enough in this band for two banjos. Wow. So I bought a fiddle for $40, and there you go. That's kind of the beginning. And I get bored really easily, as you might know already from that description. And so I played some old-time music, some bluegrass, Western swing. I've got a violin degree. I finally went back to school, got a violin degree, but... I just like playing almost anything, but I still just love doing this because it's it allows us all to be kind of who we are.
Yeah,
so
that's good to say.
You know, I've noticed for so long that musicians almost always have much more eclectic musical tastes than fans do. You know,
that's
fans can really be, if it's not this, then.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But the great thing about the fans is they're the sustainers as far as I'm concerned.
Sure they
you
are,
know,
yeah.
Like without them, if the tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it, is the man always wrong? And the and the band, is it even music? So, yeah. So without the people out there listening, then we're not doing it for.
Accordionist David Lang, and I should also point out that David is recording engineer for Pearl Django as well.
Yeah, you can't make a living playing accordion.
But why not? I think accordion is getting a little more respect now.
Maybe a tiny bit more, and it's really a glorious instrument.
It is.
It's quite amazing. I started playing when I was 5, so I'm kind of at the tail end of the accordion era, just before it wasn't cool to play accordion, but I got into my teen years, and I played up until I wanted to have a date, and then I stopped.
No girl wants to be dating the accordion player.
I did. It was kind of in my teen years that I stopped, and I moved to keyboards and did that sort of thing for a while. And I have to say, I think this band is probably responsible for me getting back in it.
Well, it's been a huge addition to the band. I really think so.
Oh, well, thank you.
The sound really adds a lot. And I know you guys will all agree, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We should mention that David has a new CD out this year, too, as well as a previous release. And he composed all but one piece on that CD, but he uses a whole amalgamation of players. So a lot of the people that he sees in the studio and says, oh, this guy would sound great on this tune. But he's a fabulous writer, and the CD is wonderful. Just doesn't get much press, like he says.
Well, let's hear the name of the CD.
Oh, it's called Melange. It's Melange. A little bit tongue-in-cheek. But it does represent what I was trying to do, which was combine accordion with a bunch of other instruments.
Well, this we've been talking a long time now. Time for some more music. Pearl Django is in the KNKX studios. Pearl Django at Jazz Alley tonight and tomorrow night. I'm Dick Stein, and though I never was a dancer in Bandstand, I am a 2-time veteran of the Howdy Doody Peanut Gallery. So top that, Gray. Can we hear one more song before we go?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Buffalo Bob. I think we're going to do a tune from Rick Lepinen. This is one he wrote. This is the title cut from our 11th CD. It's called The 11th Hour. Thank you.
Bye.